in. Counselor has looked and believes we're good to go. Somebody want to make a motion? If not, I will.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask one question. Did you come up with a decision?
I found there are three sections. You can come up with three alternatives. But if you look at... I'm serious. Okay. It's not my... I didn't write the law. There's in 52240, subsection 1, starting with no penalty. I've given it to Mr. Pennell. It said no penalty shall be imposed, and he can read it. He's got it right
That's
in front
fine.
Of him.
I mean, what it all comes down to is...
You don't have to impose the penalty, at least if you read the sentence in 52240.1.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick question. We're safe either way. Legally, you can interpret the law as we could waive it, not waive it.
When you say safe, you have some backing by the law. You are following at least one interpretation of the law. You're doing your best to follow the law. Now, can a court find something else anytime?
Okay, let me ask you a separate question. Danny's argument, 08 versus 09. Well, I mean, I heard what he said about taxes on the 08. He just didn't happen. I mean, Danny does have a valid point that why didn't we hear from him this time last year about the 08 numbers versus mm-hmm. the 09? And
well, it says if you believe that there's a clear and convincing evidence that there's governmental error, it looks like at least arguably there's governmental error in this situation, and you have the determination of whether it's clear and convincing, okay. And you can make that decision. However, I mean, it used to be that you were required to pay your taxes, and you should know, and you have to pay your taxes when they're due. Otherwise, there's fees and penalties. But they added this new provision.
I'll just go ahead and second Chuck's motion. That was a while back.
Okay. I'll clarify the motion before we're ready to vote then. According to 52240.1, which says no penalty or interest imposed under any law shall be charged on any real or personal property when there is a clear and convincing evidence that the county made an error or omission in determining taxes owed by a taxpayer. That's the statute we're going on, and motion is to, what's the right term, waive, relieve?
Well, you
fees and interest.
Waive the imposition because they should not be imposed.
Okay.
And the amounts were $116.44.
Yep.
And $51.95.
Yep.
Parcel number 04-9.0-32-004-016-005.000.
Do you need that? I have it right here. Oh, still has it. Okay.
Are we ready to vote? Comments?
Yeah, I just one comment.
Okay.
I would have voted for it if it had been one year. But
you don't plan to vote for it, what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years deal has a kicker with me. So.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Well. excuse me.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous vote.
Yeah.
Little humor there. We're just messing with Danny for those that are listening.
That
was okay, wasn't it?
As soon as we get through for our laugh, we'll do it for serious.
That's
okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I got to say aye anyway, didn't I?
Yep.
I'm going to leave it to your discretion.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay.
I will.
Sure you'll
no problem.
Okay. Let the record show that the commission advised the collector to use her discretion.
Correct.
On how to collect it.
Yep.
All right. Next on our agenda is HPRP. And Nikki brought down the info, and what we had was Christian Associates made an error on the form that we previously sent in, and it was caught in Jeff City or somewhere, and they've sent us a letter back. She took the letter back with her, but this is the corrected form,
yes.
So we just need a motion.
I make a motion to approve the corrected form and sent back to Jeff City for payment to
Second.
Christian Associates.
Okay. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. I've got an administrative. Anybody else have anything? Working with our rules, Robert's Rules of Order, and we also have the page that we had last year that was voted on. Because of lots of things that have happened of recent, my desire has always been an informal meeting, with people being courteous, and that happens, and we don't have to have Robert's Rules of Order. And I've spent some time reading the book, Robert's Rules of Order. I've also spent some time going through the pamphlets that I've got from different sources. And I think I shared this in another meeting. The reason for Robert's Rules is if it's a necessity. And it appears to me that it's a necessity. And we've kicked this around. I've said, give me what you'd like me to do, and I'll look at doing that. I haven't had any direction, so I'm going to initiate direction unless you have comments, and that's why I'm bringing it up now. I think we need to start operating to a much higher extent by Robert's Rules. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be inconvenient. Robert's Rules, the rest of the board from the chair has to address the chair. Mm-hmm. We don't do that at all. And I've been in favor of that. Repeat myself. So you guys know me. You've worked with me. I'm kind of laid back and not very authoritative and disciplined about the way we run our meetings. But I think we're going to have to be more so. So, have you all thought about that any? One other thing, and then I'll pass the floor to either one that wants it. Something else I noticed in reading is there's a responsibility, I guess, of the chair or the body that's running the meeting that we have space available. And we were out of space Monday. Danny made a commitment Monday to do something. I'm not sure what you've got in mind. I have a number of folks that care about me and what's been going on. I've not asked them to come. I've discouraged them from coming. But I expect that there'll be a number of folks here to just show their support for me. If we have the same crowd Monday, I don't know if you're expecting a crowd, Danny, or planning a crowd, or what you've got in mind. I think we need to discuss whether we need to move the meeting, or we're just going to put some more chairs up front. Anyway, it's an issue we need to talk about now. I'll catch my breath. If you have comments, thoughts?
When I was pursuing the Robert's Rules adoption last spring, I was prepared to go as formal as we need to. I've been in meetings where it's formal, so from a structure and all that, I'm prepared for it, and have in other situations, such as NACO meetings, it's very formal when the crowds are very large and when you're talking with big subcommittees. So from that, I'm prepared to do that and realize it will change the tone, but once again, it will. The whole process, I believe, is supposed to maintain order, and everyone gets an opportunity to speak their issues and stay on subject. So, I think that from that aspect, the good outweighs the inconvenience and the bad. So I'm prepared for it and ready for that. From a seating perspective, I think, like you said, Chuck, we can. We've seen P&Z meetings and BOE meetings and BOA meetings where it's capacity, and I think we just have to add chairs. And
okay.
The good thing is some people are here just to hear it, and since we have microphones in the hallways and we've got bench seating out there, they can hear it at least, and if they want to sign up prior to be heard. But I think that we could easily add some extra seating here if we need to up front, closer to the area in front, so...
Or even against the back wall, against the hallway, you could make some seating. We could add easily 15. And we have folding chairs that we could make sure that they're available for maintenance. And if nothing else, store them in the hallway storage if it got into a situation like that. So,
and we did have...
Ready?
Yeah. We did have tax issue, the senior tax issue, and there were a number of folks here for that. And as you said, when you were talking, I'm thinking P&Z, you're exactly right there. There's been times we had a huge crowd, and we haven't. Of course, the P&Z Commission has said we'll call you when certain issue and you can wait out in the hall so that they're not missing. Because some people will want to see besides here. But I think you got a good point. So we'll just give us maintenance and ask them to gather us up some chairs, or at least that we're aware of them. And when we have a heads up, that we can let them know ahead of time, of course.
Sure.
The other thing, a couple other things. One is over and over we battle this, and Jim, you step in sometimes and ask them to come to the mic because I'm not quick enough to do that. Many times it's our elected officials. They know what our rules are, and they ignore our rules. Don't mean to be mean, but that's just the way it is. So I'm going to do my best to put together a list to speak to everyone before we start our meeting. Here's our rules. This is the way we operate. You must come to the mic, must address the chair. I know I'm not going to do it just right. I welcome criticism. Won't be offended. And we can massage it. I believe we can massage it to what suits us, because the stinking Roberts rule, I mean, that's thick. And I mean, even the guys that know it pretty well have to scratch their heads at times. The other thing, issue has come up from, last Monday, was signing of the public comment. And I will have that on my list and to try to get here 5 minutes early and speak to the folks here that you need to be signed up. And we have a rule. I guess I should say we have that rule. We do have, according to Robert's rules, if I read it right, we do have the authority, ability to amend, or I forget what the word is, that if we have an issue comes up, somebody says, hey, I was late, or I was this, or I was that, or...
You can suspend the rules and do other things.
We can suspend, thank you, that's the word I was looking for. So, you agree with that, Bob?
Yeah, I think you have the authority to do that when you vote to suspend the rules.
So, if we had an issue like we did Monday, where there's more people wanting to talk, then my plan is to hold the phone, County Commission, do you want to suspend our rules and let other folks sign up or not? And we'll vote on it if we need to.
Okay, that's a good, I think you're headed down the right track, but here's what gets me. Is the fact that we sit and listen to public opinion, and sometimes public comment gets to the point to where it is, it's what makes the paper. It's not the truth, some of it, and it gets to be a point of not being fair to any elected official. And the first thing you know, the way we've got it addressed is we're not supposed to comment back to them as a commission. Do we address the chair for comment back? Or how do you want to address that? Because when somebody gets up and makes a statement that is not true, and you've got the news reporter out there, and you can see him doing this, and that makes paper... Then we're not talking about the people that are sitting here present that sees the meeting. We're talking about the whole county, community, citizenry takes what they write and put it in the paper, and they think that's the way that our meeting went.
Most of them
excellent points. I'm glad you brought them up. The presiding myself has been criticized at different times by different folks, and it's kind of like the cartoon I had on my wall. I've lost track of it, but the guy's a hollering and throwing a fit. Government doesn't work. And the guy on the other side says, what he's saying is he didn't get his way. If the comments come and pleases somebody, they don't care about it. But if it happens to be against them, then the presiding should have cut them off. And it's pretty darn hard to cut somebody off. I mean, you don't know what they're going to say until they've said it. How are you going to cut them off? It's a difficult situation, and I agree. I mean, they take one or two sentences that isn't the truth, and that's what gets printed in the paper. And I had that question, so I'll ask it. You sort of did, Danny, and that is, it's been said we cannot respond. Is that in our rules somewhere, or is that just something that's been assumed and we've kind of taken for?
I believe, and I can pull up the ordinance. I believe it's in the ordinance, but let's a couple of things, and we'll come back to that. From the mic, I'll help you support the microphone. It's not just to be an inconvenience. It's a habit that our elected officials are not used to. Even we have some citizens who just stand up because they're used to standing up and making comments. Because of our internet listeners, it's not just to be discomfort to them. It's because we need to audio record everything. So if I can continue to help, or Danny, or we'll do. I think it's necessary just because we record those conversations. But I have some suggestions on the sign-in sheet, but I guess that really comes down to the question, are we going to have comments back in the public comment? I mean, my thing is we shouldn't, even how inaccurate it may be or accurate it may be, because what is, from my perspective, the public comment is either to criticize or to make the commission aware of a new issue. We're not really posted to debate the issue. And Danny may know of an issue, and Chuck and I may not, and we're not going to be having any information to be able to add to the conversation. And so that's why I lean toward not commenting, because a lot of times I'm not prepared. I like to prepare for the meetings. And so that's why I kind of like the no comment. And that's why I've pretty much no comment during public comment. Now, the exception was the tax issue, the senior tax levy. It was an oversight. I remember I was in the office when Pat called in to say, make sure it's on the agenda. It was one of the ladies upstairs said it'll be on the agenda. Then she had a grandchild born. And I know why it didn't make it on there, but from that case, that situation, I felt it was appropriate for us to suspend the rules and have dialogue because of that.
Here's your problem, though, and it's the Sunshine Law. If you're going to have a discussion on the tax, and it's set for Monday, 2 weeks from now, I come in Monday and start talking about it during public comment, bring my all my supporters with me, and enter into conversation with you in deliberation and have the commission talking about it. And they're actually deliberating, talking, whatever, on the issue that they're going to be taking up the next Monday. And all of the opponents to that situation did not know it was going to be discussed because it was not put on the agenda. Would have been there had it been on the agenda, but it was brought up during public comment. And here you are talking about it, and we don't have a chance to, you know, voice our opinion, or we don't have a chance to be there. They don't have to be able to voice their opinion, but they don't have a right to be there and show their support as you're deliberating. So basically, if you're going to be discussing an issue, you need to have it posted, because your discussion of the issue may be what makes your decision. Just because you don't make a vote doesn't mean you're not deliberating on it and coming to a decision. I mean, you can do all your deliberation and then postpone all your votes to another time and only post the votes. Am I making sense?
Yeah, and I think we've tried to do that. I mean, again, we've been very informal, and we've talked to people in public comment, and I think you have spoke up, Bob. I think I have at times, or probably all of us have, that we're going over that line, and we can't do that because it's not fair, and we've explained it to the folks that are here. I'm a little bit different, Jim. When we have a public comment, I agree that the purpose is, and maybe we ought to have a written purpose, and the purpose is you can come criticize your elected officials. You can come bring an issue to us that you would like us to work on. You can make us aware of whatever. If there's a discussion, as you're talking about, Bob, we will put it on the agenda, or we'll discuss putting it on the agenda for XYZ time and talk about it. But we can't, in fairness, as you've explained so well, Bob, it's not fair to the rest of the public. I mean, you've got a handful of people here that come prepared, and you don't want to do that. On the other hand, if someone comes and asks a question like, when are you going to get Shorty Cooper done? And if we know, well, Jernigan's planning to pave in 3 weeks. I don't see that there's anything wrong with informing the public. The newspaper will pick up. That's a positive thing that they'll pick up, and they'll go out and they'll say, here's the plan, and it's something that's decided. I mean, there's no discussion. It's information that the commission is given.
I agree, but that's not even a county commission function. You have a road and bridge department, and they could have asked that question over at Road and Bridge. I understand if they ask it here, you want to just answer it, and that's fine. But, you know, when they get up there and they say, I just have a few questions for you, when they start off like that, you know there's trouble coming. And you're not prepared for a topic.
We're going to have trouble, though, Bob, don't you think?
You're not prepared for an unknown topic. How can you adequately?
I know. I'd love to be prepared like you're saying. And Jim has said, I'd love to be prepared. But from my experience, that ain't going to happen. And maybe you can mitigate that a little bit. I don't know. But, I mean, the public comes and they have some. I mean, we've got the 5-minute limit. Is that right? Have we got that in writing?
It's in writing. It's on there.
So if we have somebody that comes with the arm-long list of stuff, like personally did many years ago at the Branson City Council meeting, I'm limited.
May I be recognized, Mr. President?
I guess so. Yes, ma'am. What would you like to say?
This is the commission meeting.
Yeah.
But the citizens don't always come to just talk to the commission. Oftentimes they come here to deliver messages through the commission to other elected officials. And I don't sign up every meeting because there's nothing on the agenda that I plan to address. But then when another elected official or a citizen brings up an issue that has to do with something in my office, I don't have an opportunity to respond. For instance, the discussion the other day about how executive minutes are handled. If the impression was left that they shouldn't be released, then we're going to get all kinds of concerns. And I can give you an example of a citizen, Mr. Shantz, who would come up and say, this was not done right, this was not done right. And the commission even responded, well, we can't control that office. But then the elected official's not able to respond, and it's gone out over the internet. And even when the commission says we're not able to do anything about that office, it almost sounds negative, is that there is something to be done, and we can't explain to the citizens that we've done it correctly and here's the law and blah, blah, blah. If we have to sign up every time in for the public comment, I can do that. But I'm going to be in order based on the list. And my comment might not want to come until somebody said something about a process in my office. And they always seem to get whatever they're going to say about an elected official out before it gets stopped. I mean, that's one of our problems.
I'm teasing now. I'm teasing. So do you think,
don't do it then.
Should we just do away with public comment, then that wouldn't happen?
No. I think the citizens have a right to be heard.
We can't do that. But you've got valid points, Donna, and I understand the position. James gets in the same spot.
Sure.
Collector.
We may not be the commission, but we are part of the government that's running Caney County.
I would say we consider, bring me a note. I mean, just come up, and hand me a note. I need the floor, and I'll bring it to the commission. We've had a request from the clerk or the collector or the assessor that they speak to the issue, and you can speak to it that way. Maybe that's one idea. I disagree with you that you don't have a way to comment. You do have a way to comment. If the press is here, they're always, they're always wanting to listen to us.
But the internet is not being responded to, and it's going out over the county. It's being picked up by the radio station and put on their ads.
Yep. Good point. But you all do have, I don't know, maybe that's not appropriate, but if you sign up, then it's after. We did have you an opportunity at the end for y'all to speak. Was there any elected officials? That was where our agenda was some time back. And we pulled that away because there was a battle about something. I don't remember what exactly it was, but I think it was my friend Gary Grohman, come to think of it. Somebody, he got up and spoke, and then the official got up and spoke and slammed him, and he didn't have a chance to come back, and so, okay, we'll just do away with it. So that's what we did.
And then that sets an opportunity where John Citizen can come up and say, Mr. Presiding, I'd like to report that the assessor's office has fouled me or the collector's office has fouled me, and they're not following the law. I included both. And the clerk office fouled me.
how about this? This might play with Robert's rules and the whole bit.
Okay.
Since you brought it up, Donna, let's pretend it's you.
Okay.
Somebody comes up in public comment and they says the clerk has done a blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And you haven't signed up, of course. You didn't know it was coming, blah, blah, blah. So you can call on the chair. May I be recognized? And you don't have to pass the note. That doesn't sound like such a good idea. I'm going to think about it here a minute. May I be recognized? I'll recognize you. You come to the mic, ask permission. County Commission gives the nod. Clerk, tell us what you want to tell us. And you have your opportunity, whether it's the assessor or the whoever. And that would work in a fairly good order. What do you think? Because I'm with you. I don't want them to have bad information. I don't want to have somebody get slammed for something that's not true. Nobody wants that, I hope.
Okay. I would appreciate that.
This is my thoughts, if I can, Sir Chair, is that if we could arrange it that they could have a rebuttal at the end of the meeting, because what the Gary Grohman example, if I think we didn't allow him to speak, and I'm thinking of one situation where something was said. He spoke, an elected official said, and then we didn't let him speak again.
Exactly. That's what I
remember. Because if I remember correctly, it would have entered into a pretty good discussion. It would have gone tit for tat, basically.
Right.
You know, almost to allow that at the end of the meeting, if the elected official wants to have a response at the end of the meeting, so it's not a pro-con kind of, however you want to say it, but I just, if we put them back to back, it almost becomes argumentative, it's a debate, and it distracts from the purpose. But then, once again, you know, if we don't respond, we don't respond. And that's why I lean toward it. If no one's responding, then the next week it'll be on the agenda if it needs to be responded to. And that's some thoughts.
But James, your turn, sir.
Yeah, I think there's way too much emphasis being put on what you guys can do and what you can't do. First of all, I think at the time this all started, it was to move the meetings along. The agenda that was approved might be a large agenda, but public comment, and it was kind of to move that. You have no idea by setting a rule today how many people's going to sign that public comment section. You may have one week and you say, oh, look, all the rules are working. The next week you may have 25 and you go, my gosh, the rules ain't working. This has drugged this meeting on, and they're repeating the same thing, and repetition. You don't know whether they're going to repeat the same thing till they get up here and speak. Now, as far as you guys commenting back, I've read the Sunshine Law. You can comment back as long as you don't take a vote. If it's not a voting situation, you can all three go to lunch as long as a representative from the clerk's office goes with you.
They can't talk about county business at lunch if it's not a posted meeting, and that is a violation of the Sunshine Law.
If a vote's not taken.
Doesn't matter whether a vote's taken or not.
Discussion of a subject, how I understood.
The Sunshine Law is violated in every county in this state every day, I'm sure, but it's still a violation of the law, and it shouldn't occur.
They can't open their mouth unless it's on the agenda.
About county business. They can talk about the weather. They can talk about the St. Louis Cardinals. They can talk about anything they want but county business.
Well, then why are we turning public comment over to the news media then? That doesn't make any sense. If I step up here wanting to know something, but the next week you guys can't comment, so the next week I have to get on the agenda and come with a full-fledged argument and attorneys sitting here to describe my rights versus your rights, when a simple yes or no answer, or maybe next week is when we're going to take this up type situation, we're going to have a public hearing 3 weeks down the road. Now, I don't believe that.
I'm not saying they
Sorry, sir.
I'm not saying they cannot comment. I'm just saying that it is a bad idea, because when you get into the game of commenting to people, then the conversation becomes such that you're essentially discussing the issues, and it should have been posted. A brief answer is not a problem, but answering at all it's a slippery slope, and you end up discussing way too much. So it's not a good idea to respond, because you can get into violations of the Sunshine Law.
Now, on a good, fair media day, great. I have never had the media not come to me after a comment and ask me my opinion. But then we have those occasions where it's just strictly get a story in the paper. So the fairness of the media is a wonderful thing, and I love to live with it every day. On public comment, I'm still really confused. I think any citizen that has anything to say ought to be heard, and all I'm asking you, for the speed of a meeting, if 30 people signs up there, your rules are kind of blown out of the saddle of getting the meetings through.
Right. James, I've got to speak up. I can't remember anybody whining about our meetings going too long. Now, some of them have gone long, but it's been a long time since they've gone long. And we've allowed anybody and everybody to come. I really don't understand where you're coming from.
Where I'm coming from on this, and I'll explain myself, which I wouldn't have this opportunity in public comment. This is something we ought to be putting up here, storing. When you approve an agenda and you don't let some things on, you let some things off, then it has to go to public comment. That's needing the attention of the commission. And so when you disapprove anything that is asked by public to get on the agenda, all of a sudden you're defeated. You're creating a battle. And that's why maybe you're hearing some of the public comment you're hearing that you can't answer to.
Well, let's mark the time and the date down. I think I mostly agree with you. And I have made comments when it comes to setting the agenda. I don't care if it's this guy that gives me trouble every time or the guy that's all for me. Let him put it on the agenda. But that's not what we've been doing. We've been voting on the agenda, and that's been the rule of the commission. But I tend to agree with you. If somebody wants to come talk to us about firing a gun that doesn't have anything to do with us or that we can do anything about, we listen to him. It's not enjoyable sometimes, but we listen to him. Because if I follow what you said, you're either going to listen to him on an agenda item where anybody else can talk, everybody else can talk about it, or they're going to come talk to us in public comment. That's what I heard you say.
Where you can't answer.
Huh? Where you can't answer.
Where you can't answer.
Where you can't discuss it. But so it'd be better off, and that's what I'm making joke about, is that I think we agree it would be better off to just put anything and everything, and I'm sure there'd be abuse if we do that, and there'll be reason not to do it. But for the most part, I think it'd be better off. Well, if you want us to go to the legislature to change the gun laws and this, that, and the other, then put it on the agenda. And so not just that person, but anybody else can speak to it. I think meetings may get too long, a little bit more on it, but so be it. If we have to extend, we have to extend.
Basically, what you're going to get into, and I don't want to interrupt you there, but before you get into some of this, you better think about the filibuster process where 50 people comes in here and signs up and stops your meeting. And it will be used. There's people out there that understand the government and understands the way meetings are run. I don't want to see you, and this is my opinion, go to the way that I do know Robert's Rules did one time in our county, where people were so set back by Robert's Rules of Order, when it came their time to talk, they got up and left and say, I don't want nothing to do with this. I'm out of here. I don't even want to voice my opinion. And it's happened.
Thank you for bringing that up. And there was a point in one of the booklets I read to keep that from happening. And that's something that I should, when I make my presenting how we're going to run our meeting, hey, you're welcome. The order is not to make you feel uncomfortable. You don't need to feel intimidated. As the saying goes, we put our pants on the same way. We want to hear your concerns. Each individual has the right. Talks about that in the book. It's a majority rule, but each individual should have the right to speak. And that's my desire.
Well, I think it's a decision of the commission. I don't even know what I'm doing standing here.
Well, I appreciate your comments. And maybe the commission needs to get back on this and hammer out the comments you all have made. And in my opinion, we're open to them later on if things come up.
Have one more comment about the Sunshine Law. If a citizen were to come to you and present a problem, you would all be listening to that situation, and you couldn't vote on it at that time, but you would be informed about a situation. It's my understanding it would be the same way as if two or the three of you were to be attending a meeting. You could certainly listen to that meeting, and one of you could get up and respond, as long as you're not talking to each other, negotiating or discussing a resolve to the problem. But I'm not your attorney. That's just my comment.
Thank you, Don. We've kind of
chairperson
got off a track here a little bit, not too bad.
On section I of the document we did approve, it does list we will allow to speak 5 minutes. And what it says, if any commissioner asks any question of a public comment person, the citizen will be allowed to an extra 5 minutes total. So that's how we wrote.
So that indicates that we do allow
it. What it indicates is if we do ask a question of them, we actually have 5 minutes. Now, the only thing that I guess my comment is, you know, keeping in consideration the Sunshine Law, and I hate the word, sounds a lot more harsh, but a slanderous comment toward an elected official, you buy a public comment, there needs to be some sort of be able to, you know, comment to either have, and this is where I got to ask Bob, what's the proper way to make sure that the information going out is not inaccurate when it comes to an elected official?
You control the meeting. I mean, first of all, there shouldn't be personal attacks. There's no room for personal attacks. And there should be, you're out of order. And what is the issue that you wish to address? Now, if the issue is about somebody, you know, maybe you have to allow it. But, I mean, there's got to be decorum. I mean, you need to control the meeting.
And that's the chairperson's responsibility. And if there's a personal attack going on, my belief is that the other members, the two commissioners and the attorney, if we want him to, and I want him to, if there's a personal attack and the presiding's not acting, I mean, it's, I think, very easy to say, Mr. Chairman, and you got somebody up here that's doing a personal attack, and the chairman's not responding in the right way, I think the East or the West should immediately say, Mr. Chairman, point of order, or whatever term is appropriate there, and he should stop that comment and address the members of the board to keep it in order.
Yeah, it's a complicated situation as where we've got here and how it's resulted in this with changing the agenda and all that kind of stuff to try to appease everybody and the citizens are who we work for. But if someone gets up before this commission and makes a comment that is offensive to us, it doesn't make any difference if it's the truth. It doesn't have anything to do with whether it's offensive to us, if they're stating the truth and can prove it. I mean, it's just a matter of that person having his right to say so. There's legal ways for them to take care of that. If he gets up here and slanders you, then you should be able to appropriately address it.
But if he's telling the truth and says, Mr. X, Mr. Commissioner, this is another county. When you were 15 years old, you did this, and you did that, and you
didn't
did this.
Didn't have anything to do with this.
Well, I mean,
we're conducting.
It's the truth. It may be the truth, but it's totally inappropriate, isn't it?
I'm talking about county business, sir.
Okay.
Bob, how do you define decorum? Can you do that off the top of your head?
It's Latin. I can't do it off the top of my head, but it means of. Order or something to that effect. It means keeping the order. It means acting appropriately given the circumstances.
And when the person speaking comes out of line, it's just going to start a battle. I mean, there has to be decorum. There has to be some order kept.
You don't want a riot in here.
No. And, I mean, I think everybody's got a nerve here once in a while that gets touched. And for somebody just to get up and just blare out a bunch of stuff, that's not a benefit to the county, to the citizenry. We got to try to prevent it and try to keep order.
I have a definition if you would like.
What is it? Definition you cheated. You looked it up on your computer.
Appropriateness of behavior or conduct. It also has the requirements of polite behavior.
And
that's pretty much what I said.
There you go.
And I need to have that in my list of things that public when we come to public comment, I need to have a list of things. And I'd welcome if you all have some notes you'd like to give me.
Okay.
Public comment is for this, and we expect you to be polite, courteous, and blah, blah, blah.
And I think, Chuck, and here I am saying, calling you Chuck, and I shouldn't be doing that in a regular meeting. I should say Mr. Chairman. But here's the thing, is we have people that come in, and they're coming in to this meeting to make a headline and to reach the public in a way that may not be pleasing to the officials that they're getting on, because everything is the fault of the county commission that happens in the county. So here we sit up here as victims of whatever takes place, and the fact that we can't comment back is just kind of out there to me, that you can't make a statement back to the person. Now, if we want to approach the chair about it and ask that you intercede, I think that's fine. That's your position. I know we had that discussion the other day, and I think it was appropriate that Jim called for a point of order whenever I said something. And that was the end of it. And then you said something to Sheila about whenever Sheila started to comment back to me, and you said something. I think that's appropriate. But the thing of it is in this position, and that's what I tried to bring out 2 weeks ago, is people vote for us, and there should be respect. And there should be some form of order that you don't, that it doesn't get completely out of hand. Now, you can express yourself. I have the worst habit in the world of talking loud. My voice carries. I've had people ask me if I was angry over the, you know, that was out listening to the radio, when I wasn't angry at all. It was just my tone of voice and explaining something. So sometimes it's every situation is different. I guess that's where I'm trying to get, what I'm trying to get to.
I appreciate your comment. We're not here to make public comment. Is not an avenue to make a headline.
Right.
The newspapers are available to the public anytime they want to go visit with them and tell them XYZ. And I think on that pretty hard to make that part of my little spiel when we go into public comment. Yes, sir.
One section in the ordinance that we did approve is I'll read it to you as it's written. Let me get to the section. I don't want to bore you here. Each speaker must present comments regarding the county business only and should have a total of 5 minutes within which to make their comments. The commission may address any issue raised by any speaker at any point during the meeting. And there may be, and then it goes on. So we, twice in this document, we say that we can make a comment, but we, what we're also saying is that we're allowing that public comment speaker to have additional time at the microphone. So we have that in there already.
And so it's been said, not when we've told people we can't comment, that's not right.
Correct.
We can comment.
I've
but we need to be careful about how we comment. Bob's schooled us on that, and he's making
a face.
And
I'm going to probably remain to say I'm going to probably most likely stay quiet.
If somebody asks you, do you support this legislation? You can't comment to that. I mean, he's directly asking you for a commitment. I mean, basically what you've done is you've brought up that issue. It depends upon what it is. Yes, you can comment. Yes, you can comment. But also when you comment, you also encourage interaction. And it may not be what you want to do in order to keep decorum.
Right. And that's happened to us numerous times.
It happened to us last week.
For years we've done that. And I think that's something that we really need to keep in the back of our minds, that when we enter into a discussion, we need to be pointing it to a direction to take it to an agenda item later and not get too long with it.
My statement is with utmost respect.
It better
for,
be.
For your responsibilities.
We'll have Rick throw you out.
Okay. But part of the problems that occur with people wanting to make public comment actually gets started by the commission. When things are brought up by the commissioners that either instigating difficulties between the two or three of you, and then responses, and then coming back the next week with responses, and that builds stuff with the media, and then gets people here in the courthouse stirred up, and then we all start choosing sides and want to make our own comments, or maybe we agree with both sides but don't like what's going on, and then we start talking about the fact that we don't want to talk about it anymore. And so maybe if the commission respectfully
say nothing,
would stick to business and
you're a dreamer.
I'm just making, you could start the ball rolling that way by sticking with business. So just.
Our business brings, I mean, they didn't elect three like-minded people. That goes without saying, but that's the way it is. And when we discuss things, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Donna. But
I mean, there's a lot of stuff said that we don't need to hear about it. I mean,
I don't disagree with you, but
I need to do my research.
Well, Mr. Chair, I got one more thing, and to address what James Strahan had said, and then I'll be done. We did put a provision in there. If public comment goes beyond 30 minutes of the meeting,
we have the right to table the rest of public comment till the end of the meeting.
Okay.
So that's in the whereas, because so many times we've got people on the agenda who are here to speak, so if it exceeds 30 minutes, which is what Branson does.
That's a good point.
The board has the ability to table public comment to the end of the meeting. So that's in the provision also.
Good provision.
And then the only other comment I would like to say is a bonus comment. We could easily put a podium out by the front door, which is where Branson does it.
Yeah, saw that.
And just temporarily on Monday morning, slide it out, have a sign like they do. They can sign it as they walk in the door, and it's a good reminder versus us having to stop the meeting and say, sign up, please. We've got a podium. We can easily put a sign out if we wanted to try that.
You must sign up before you speak.
Yeah, that's what they do in Branson. Yeah. It's outside the main entrance door. That may help some of that, too.
Everybody like that?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
If you don't mind, I'll help Renee find the podium that I saw.
Sounds like a plan. So am I here and we're done for now?
That's fine. I'm done, sir.
Okay. We'll recess. What's that?